Welcome back to the Sage Post 47 podcast. This is your host, Sierra Ty Brownlee, and Pomona College Class of 2024. Today, I'm joined by Lindsay Ludwig, Pomona College Class of 2007, and current editor at Motion. Lindsay, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Hi, Sierra. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So to get started, could you just talk a little bit about your Pomona experience and maybe some of the things that you were involved with?
Yeah. So I was at Pomona. I graduated 2007. It was almost 15 years ago. And I had a really nice time there. I miss it a lot. I ran track and I was on the equestrian team. And that took up quite a lot of my time. I feel like when I got to Pomona as a freshman, they paired us with the I was in Harwood Bridge and it was all jocks. So I had a very like sporty Pomona experience. I remember like my freshman year, just trying to get all the requirements met so that I could start taking like media and media studies classes, which is what I'm excited about. But I didn't get to take my first production or even I think like analysis class until my sophomore year, which was a little frustrating. Yeah. And then I just kind of kept taking more media studies classes and yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like you knew going into Pomona that you wanted to major in media studies.
Yeah, I was very interested in film and television. My mother used to write for Matlock. And Wonder Woman, Y50. She used to be like a screenwriter for television.
Very cool.
So I kind of grew up always, you know, liking TV and movies. I would make, my parents got me a camera when I was a kid and I would, you know, make videos starring my guinea pig and Barbies. And, so I think I was kind of always really into that. And I got to high school, my mom got an iMac and it came with iMovie. And so that's when I started kind of editing my like high school French videos and really any video I could make for a class, I would make some sort of video. So I was very into that.
Okay, very cool. And did you know kind of what you wanted to do, I guess, within the field? Because I know you have had a couple different positions. So did you have a strong idea or you just wanted to explore?
I think I wanted to explore, but honestly, I thought I would end up in screenwriting. It was kind of where I originally thought I was headed. I liked writing a lot. I took a screenwriting class my senior year and just loved it. My original goal was to try to get like an MFA at UCLA or USC for screenwriting and then go on that direction. So things definitely changed from, you know, where I thought I would be when I graduated. And now, I guess.
So can you walk through kind of what that looked like and what you did do right after graduation up to where you currently are?
Yeah. So after I graduated, first of all, during all my summers at Pomona, I was a dude wrangler. Like I would go take people out on trail rides at a little ranch out in Clay Elum, Washington. And so I graduated and thought, like I kind of wanted to play and do that full time for a little bit. So I worked at a ranch in Arizona in the winters. And then I went to Montana for a summer and I went to Wyoming for a summer. And I was able to do that full time, which was great. I mean, it was a great time to do it. And when I was there, I like, you know, I wouldn't say I like really focused on anything career oriented, but, I would edit like little movies here and there. And I like knew in the back of my head, I'd have to apply for the MFA program. It's, you know, when I was done with it. But I kind of lucked out. And when I decided I was done dude wrangling, I had a guest on one of my last rides. And she was asking me like, what do you want to do? I told her I wanted to write. She was like, well, can you proofread? Are you good with grammar? And I was like, sure. I can Google stuff. And so she offered me a job working at her like equestrian Western horse products company. They like, they had like Resistol, which is hats, and rope, cactus ropes, fastback ropes, just kind of pro equine products. So I got a part-time job just proofreading for their catalog, which they needed really badly. And when I was doing so, that put me in touch with their creative department, and then head of their creative department saw that I had Final Cut Pro on my resume. Yeah. He asked me if I could edit and shoot things, and I said, "Oh yeah, like really good at that." And they ended up sending me down to the NFR, the National Finals Rodeo, and I got to make like little promo videos for their you know sponsored riders, and that kind of kicked off my career in editing. During this whole time, I was applying for an MFA at UCLA and like working on my, you know, I think you have to have a couple pages of a screenplay, and I was working on that while I was also, you know, trying out this editing thing, and kind of was like, I'm making money and enjoying the editing. Like, I think this is the path I want to take. I mean, it's, in the end, I think I just wanted to tell stories, and it was another way to tell stories. Yeah. So that led to a job in Texas, filming like a horse, you'd call him like a horse whisperer or like a, kind of like a horse trainer. He had a very small little TV show on a tiny cable channel. And I filmed and edited that for a year and then came to Los Angeles with the dream of cutting trailers. And that's where I am now.
Very nice. And so I was trying to do some background research into motion. But could you talk a little bit about kind of what motion does? Because it seems like they do work with some big movies and big projects.
Yeah. So I work at Motion, and I guess I don't know how to explain. I guess we're like a marketing company mostly focusing on theatrical projects, and I'd say audio visual, although we also do, you know, like posters and billboards and social campaigns. And we're also branching out kind of into just kind of general marketing, like restaurants and just brand management. So we work essentially with a lot of different studios and different companies. So Disney, Marvel, 20th Century Studios, Sony, Focus Features, Warner Brothers, they all come to us with projects.
Yeah.
And then we work on it from, you know, basically inception to, you know, when it actually hits theaters. So we'll be working on the teaser. We'll be getting in dailies every day as they're filming the movie. We're getting our hands on that raw footage immediately so we can start planning how we want to shape the campaign with our clients over at the studios.
Yeah.
We do teasers, and then it moves on to the trailer, the TV spots, social campaigns, the posters, etc. Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you. Sounds very cool. And so are you one of the like main editors that really works on, say, like you said, a trailer or?
Yeah. So, that's kind of my, I would say my job is to work on the teasers, trailers, and TV spots, on, you know, all these projects as they come in. My job as an editor is mostly to, you know, look at the footage, whatever we have provided. Sometimes, like I said, sometimes it's hours and hours and hours of dailies, just, you know, pieces of a scene. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a whole movie. Sometimes it's just selects of the movie. If it's like, you know, some really top secret project or something.
Yeah.
And then it's looking at that. It's working with my producers and my music team to figure out kind of what kind of tone we want for the piece. Mm-hmm. And then it's cutting version one. Trying to like, you know, make the best thing possible, try to answer everything that the client wanted with our version one. And then it becomes kind of a puzzle that we work out with the client, up until, you know, hopefully like version 20, but sometimes like version 106, just trying to get it right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that becomes like, I would say V1 is like creativity, and fun. And then, you know, version 1 through 100 is, problem solving and you know, while trying to maintain kind of that like essence and creativity of the piece.
Definitely. So then do you know about like a lot of movies that are going to come out?
Yeah, wow,
exciting. Do you like still go and watch them, or you like, I've seen all this footage already?
I usually don't go watch them because I'm sick of it. It's too bad. I mean, it is fun to go and like actually see, because we typically don't get the finished product. Like, we're still looking at, you know, really rough effects for a lot of these Marvel movies. We're just looking at kind of like, you know, anything from like pre-vis to like storyboards. So like just really rough comp. So it is nice to go see, and then, you know, the music is usually temp as well. So it's nice to go see the final project. But, you know, a lot of those projects we work on for about anywhere between like 1 to 2 years. And after 2 years of watching something over and over again, looking for the right line and the right shot, it's, you know, I don't want to go spend $15-$20 on that. So,
yeah. Okay.
But you should, everyone else should.
Yeah. Okay. Going back to your time at Pomona, was there ever, or were there ever any other subjects you considered studying, or did you ever think, oh, maybe I don't want to do media studies, and you had like a different interest?
Yeah. I really like psychology. I tried to minor in psychology, but I needed one class and it corresponded with the senior seminar for me to major in media studies. Dang. So like, cool. I did like that. I think that kind of spoke a little bit to the market, how I like marketing. I was kind of considering going into marketing as well. And then I also, it sounds weird, but I really liked my astronomy class a lot.
Okay.
It was nice. Like, it was way over my head. Our professor was like really into like the math of, which really is what astronomy is, I guess, in a way. Okay. But I was like, so it was, you know, not my forte, but I really enjoyed using the telescope and like, you know, putting pictures together of the Ring Nebula. And like, I remember really liking that a lot.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to current media studies students who might want to kind of take a similar path or kind of just enter the industry?
I mean, if you're interested in being in any sort of creative or production side, I would say try to create actual skills that you can use and market. I mean, anyone can watch a movie and say, this is garbage or this is great, you know, and which is a lot of the classes at Pomona are those analysis classes, which are really great and they're helpful. But like, when it comes to looking at your resume, you know, I don't think employers are as into that. They want to see actual, you know, can you use Final Cut or Avid or can you use Photoshop, After Effects, kind of these, I guess, more like tangible skills.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have a friend who graduated in my class as well. And I remember he would do really cool Photoshop projects. And now he's like a SVP of marketing. It just like, and I remember when I was working on the Dude Ranch, he would send me, like, he was just copying things. He was just kind of always making, always working on his craft. And he would just like send me like little flyers or postlets that he'd been working on. And, you know, and I think those helped him out a lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the time that you can actually, I mean, I guess I don't know what classes are offered at Pomona/Pitzer, because a lot of those production classes are Pitzer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you can, you know, just any chance you get to build those actual skills, I would take it, because those are important. And that's stuff that actually, you know, you can sell and get paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And so
that makes sense. Like,
So did you find that you like had a steep learning curve when you entered an editing position, or you came in with like a fair skill set?
Let me tell you, those nights that I like edited in the Pitzer basement, I don't know if the editing bays are still in the basement, but like I would be there from, you know, 6, like go get dinner and be there until like 4 in the morning, just tedious, you know, just figuring out how to do everything. But also there was a huge amount of just like fake it until you make it, you know? So I wouldn't say it was a steep learning curve, but there was a lot of saying like, yeah, I can do that. And then followed by like some mad Googling and some hours of unpaid overtime of me just, you know, trying to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's the, I would say like the technical side. And then there's also kind of the creative side of like, how do you look through 2 hours of footage and pull out 30 seconds of the best stuff, yeah, and also make a story in 30 seconds that like people can more or less follow and understand. And that, you know, that's taken the better part of 10 years for me. So,
okay.
Still learning, still working on
yeah,
it.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. A different thing that I saw looking at your LinkedIn profile is that at Pomona, you were a part of the investment club.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Was that, like, I know there's a club that does like invest some of Pomona's endowment. Was that the same club? It's now called Haychen Capital Management, or was this like something completely different?
I like barely remember it. I think I was in that club with my roommate.
Okay.
Aaron, who was much more into it than I was. So yeah. I'm not gonna be much help on this. Sorry.
No worries.
I don't remember what it was called, but we would decide on what movies to bring to Rose Hills.
Okay.
That's still, you guys are still doing screening films at Rose Hill Theater?
Not that I know of. Or what? Maybe specific clubs have their own movie nights, but
we used to do like, they would bring movies that were pretty, if they weren't current, they'd like just been in theaters, and we would bring them to the theater for like, I don't know, 1 to 2 weekends, and people could come watch them for like $2. So you didn't have to do that anymore?
I don't think so. Or maybe I just don't know about it.
Rose Hills is still there, right? The theater?
Mm-hmm.
And the, yeah. Well, it used to just be like a, yeah, just like current or fun movies, and we would just sit around, decide what ones to bring there. And then I would like every couple weeks, I would collect tickets, you know.
Nice. I mean, that sounds super cool. So hopefully they bring it back.
Yeah. That's interesting that they're not, I'm surprised. So they can't, there's nowhere on campus that you can go watch like a film, like a kind of current, like watch the Wonder Woman or something. Like,
no.
Sounds terrible. I'm just
kidding. It's rough.
Yeah, so rough. Yeah.
Okay, very cool. Going back to you being on the track team, what events did you do?
I ran the 200, the 4x1, the 4x2, the 400, and the 4x4.
Wow. Okay.
So sprints, but not like the 100.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite?
I mean, probably the 4x2 or the 4x4. You know, the 400 is like, had such a love-hate relationship with it.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's just a hard race. Probably like one that I'm like most proud of. And then the 4x4, you know, doing anytime I had teammates I had to actually like work for, I did a better job, you know. Slightly more fun when it wasn't just you out there and when you're actually like trying to support your team.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I did not do track in high school, and I don't do it now, but I did for 2 years in middle school.
Okay.
One of the events I ran was the 400, and I didn't like it.
It's really hard.
It's
yeah.
brutal.
Yeah. I ran the, I was quite fast in high school. I ran the 300 hurdles and the 4x4. Those were two events that I went to state in, and I won state my junior year. And then won, our 4x4 team won, I think, like 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
So we were fast, and I kind of slowed down as I got older, which is something that happens. And when I came to Pomona, I didn't want to run track. It was just like, it was a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
In high school, I felt a lot of pressure because I was fast, and
yeah.
I don't know. I just, maybe it was pressure I put on myself, but my freshman year, you know, I wasn't really recruited to run track, but the track coach knew of me and he definitely wanted me to run. But I kind of remember just like the junior and senior girls, like really kind of like coaxing me onto the track team. And you know, and I was told I don't have to run anything. I don't want to run. I can just run the 200, yeah. You know? And one of the things I did say though, I was like, I don't ever want to run hurdles again. So, cause in college it's the 400 hurdles.
Oof.
Like,
oh my
gosh. Terrible things together. And I told them I didn't want to do it. And I never ran the 400 hurdles. So,
okay.
And then honestly, you know, I'm so thankful that those girls, that they, you know, kind of coaxed me on the team, because it, you know, it ended up being really great. And I'm glad I did it all 4 years.
All right. Very cool. Okay. Well, I mean, I think we've talked about a fair amount, and to wrap things up, I always like to ask if you just have any advice for current Pomona students, and this could be related to a career or Pomona or really just anything you'd like to share.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I'm like a really big supporter of the whole fake it till you make it thing.
Okay.
If I could give advice to, you know, students who are about to graduate and are thinking about their futures, I would say relax. Like, if you can't, I mean, I remember it. I know it's stressful and it feels like you have to make that correct decision right out of the gate, but you have time. I mean, you really do. Like, it's okay to, I wouldn't even call it flounder, just kind of try some different things. I feel like my journey wasn't really discovering where I fit in so much as where I didn't fit in.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's important to try things and learn what you don't like as well.
Yeah.
And you know, things, you know, a lot of my friends who went into a career right out of college, by the time they turned 30, they went to something else. You know, they got burnt out. They didn't like it anymore. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just like take your time and you'll find your way.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really good advice, because I do know a lot of people are worried about that.
Yeah. Well, I just, whenever I, you know, I talk to, you know, students that are about to graduate, I can like, I get their stress, and it's hard because it was so long ago. I barely remember it. I have to like force myself to remember it. And I know that it exists, but like, it's just hard for me to be like, to not just be like, calm down, relax.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be a prodigy by the time you're, you know, you don't need to have like everything figured out when you're 25. Like, it's okay. And if you do, you're probably going to be miserable by the time you're 35. Like,
nice.
Yeah. Just relax.
Okay. Well,
yeah. And also enjoy your time at Pomona, because you're, you know, this is it. This is the time you get to be with all your friends, and you'll miss it.
Yeah. Definitely. All right. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. I hope I was able to give some good advice or something.
Yes. Yes. Of course. I appreciate it. And thank you guys for listening, and take care.